This episode of the Aquila podcast is brought to you by various computers that won't fucking work. Hello. Sorry, a little outburst at the beginning there, but you know, you get the general idea. This is the Aquila podcast, a sometimes scheduled, mostly irregular podcast featuring good music, topical discussion, rambling ad lib and random tomfoolery. I am your host, Danny Duckus, and not with me, as usual, is anyone. Unfortunately, no co-hosts can make it this week, or this month, or whatever, and it's just going to be me. I've never tried this before, so this is going to be an experiment from start to finish. Thank you for joining me as we plough the depths of my psyche, wander down endless asides, and probably struggle to keep to the topic in hand, and maybe play some music and shit, I don't know. Basically, I'm going to freestyle it. I thought it'd be better to get something out in February rather than not, because not getting something out seems to be shortchanging you lot to some degree. It's made me realise how much I rely on my wonderful co-host Richard Aquila Stokes for his marvellous insights and beautiful velvety tones. But instead, I just thought I'd rant about random stuff for a while. I was going to try and sort of live tweet as we went and interact with people, but with three different computers that aren't really working very well, and a big mixing desk, and trying to talk, it's not going to happen, so I'm just going to wing it a little bit. The main thing I wanted to talk about for a start off is a correction from episode 4. In fact, I'm already going to sidetrack and say, actually, no, the thing we really need to talk about is the episode, because it's pissing me off. Okay, so our wonderful little podcast provider, other podcast providers are available, lists the number of episodes that the particular podcast has. Now, avid, keen listeners who are fans of the show will notice that our first episode, the pilot episode, we decided to call episode naught, which means that everything is out of phase. And I know it's just a number thing, but it's pissing me off. So this is episode 5/6. And although this is probably going to end up being a short one, because I'm not just going to sit here and talk to myself in a freezing cold studio for hours on end, this is going to sort out the numbering issue. All right, so yes, it's episode 5/6. Unfortunately, it's not a double episode. You're not getting double the amount of goodies. It's just for me to sort out the numbering thing. So there you go. First things first, and that's the first thing I wanted to do ticked off. So well done, me. Second one I wanted to talk about was the commandments issue. Now, I wanted to go through the commandments because in the last episode, episode 4, yes, it was episode 4, I remember saying, look, I'm sure we had one, and then we made up another one. So we've actually ended up with two. So I will be going over those at some point during the show. I'm going to rant and whinge at you about how busy work's been recently. And also try and do a news story. But due to a laptop that won't frigging play the right thing, I'm just going to have to try and wing that and see what happens. Let's, instead of doing this at the end of the show, let's do it at the start of the show and try and get onto the fact that we have two commandments to sort out. So here we go. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And there we go, the first little mess up in the background music. According to my records, and obviously being the new list of commandments, it's very important to keep stringent records. The first commandment is be nice, which is a little bit vague, grant you, but kind of covers quite a lot of bases. Number two, don't move horses, because obviously that speaks for itself. Number three, consider how much to feed your children. Number four, wear a beard if a beard suits you. And this is where we get into the complications, because the one that was decided at the end of the show, last episode 4, last week, month, fortnight, I don't know, whenever it was take care of yourself, bracket, think about the effect your life and or death will have on others. For example, don't kill yourself by jumping in front of a train. Consider the effect on the driver and those who have to clear up the mess, close brackets. Now, we did identify that this was a little bit unwieldy, but you know, I think occasionally we might need that sort of depth and amount of information in there. So that's not going to be something I'm going to complain too much about. However, upon listening back to episode 4, I noticed that a particularly good commandment, whilst talking about the sat-nav thing and the strange names for places, was missed. And what I really don't want is for different copies of the podcast archive, or, you know, different manuscripts, write-ups in the post-apocalyptic world, to miss anything out or to be incomplete or, dare I say, non-matching. Because to have two lists of Ten Commandments in a tome, for example, a holy book that didn't match, would just, you know, undermine the whole sort of infallible idea. So we have to insert one here. And number 5, before the one about taking care of yourself, was drive carefully when entering pussy, which I think is fantastic advice personally. So I'm going to put that in. Now, I feel a little bit bad, so I kind of take an executive decision, but in the absence of my co-host for this particular episode, I'm going to go with it and we can fight it out later. So that was the little short version of what should be a good commandment. I'm pretty sure that there would be comments, criticisms, feedback, gossip, etc. But I'm going to take that as almost sort of read, to be honest. So let's just finish the segment right there. Delightful. So coming back into what we could be considered the rest of the show. Let's get back into sort of standard Aquila podcast feel. So yeah, relax. Think about happy places and the fact that my velvety tones are currently in your earphones. Don't panic too much. I'm being a bit creepy now, I understand, but to a degree, winging it, trying to think of what to say, because obviously when it's just me talking, there isn't any time to check the background research material, and I'm now just sitting here justifying why I'm not much of a professional. But, you know, I'm not going to be too nasty about it. Work has been fucking mental. It's usually busy at that sort of January, February time, but this has been the first year when not only have I really not enjoyed it, but started to think, man, I've got so much to do that not any one thing is getting done with any kind of quality. And you get to that point whereby you've got so much to do, juggling so many balls, that eventually you're going to drop one. And I've spent more time sorting out cock-ups, which obviously takes up more time and gives you less time to do the work. So it's been one of those sort of months, hence the lack of podcasts and, you know, a social life or any time to myself to do anything. I would apologise, but then you're getting this for free, so sod you, basically. However, what I am going to do is still play a song. Now, I've had a couple of people ask the theme tune to the Aquila podcast, not the Aquila podcast, Aquila podcast, because that's something else entirely, and that's a show about sleep deprivation. I've been asked about the theme tune, only to answer very sensibly that it's actually one of the Aquila archive, a song called Beautiful Bride, which again was, most of these songs are my favourites, but this one particularly is, mostly because the bass line was written by myself and Ford Waite. We had a bit of a jam, came out with this kind of cool thing, and it was spliced into a song that Rich already had on the go. And ended up being a bit of a rocker. Now, I would straight away apologise for the lack of quality production on this one, because it was a sort of home studio recording, and it's a few years back now. However, I thought it might be nice to have a little listen back to it so you can hear the thing in all its glory. So this is Beautiful Bride. This is not a free download. You have to pay for this one. But obviously you're listening to it anyway. This is a bit of a fancy effect on the bass, obviously. It's just me at the start, which is nice. Yeah, a little bit muddy, as I say, home production. But you'll recognise it when it kicks in right about now. The song's called Beautiful Bride. If you go to AquilaLovesYou.com, you can get hold of it. Certainly have a listen, it's on there. And if you're feeling fruity, then please do consider purchasing it, because it'll help us buy a new friggin' laptop that works and allows me to do more than one thing at a time. But I'm going to stop rambling now and let you listen to the music, so enjoy.
Kissed you. How could he resist you? How could he fail? Once he'd made the sale to wish you had a sister, but he took a drop too much and told himself he shouldn't touch. But deep inside, he was thinking he'd make him a beautiful bride.
Listening to the Aquila podcast, so please sit back, unzip, peel back, and relax.
Yeah. More technical problems. I've had to do an edit. You know, I've sat there and listening to the song, it's tripping out. It's pissing me off, to be perfectly honest. To the point whereby I'm considering just binning it and not even posting this. But then I wouldn't be using my monthly storage, would I? So, yeah. Another thing I was going to comment on, something that stuck in my craw in the news this week, was about UKIP councillor from Oxfordshire, David Sylvester. Now, I'm sure most people who live in the UK have at least heard of the fact that most of Worcestershire was underwater along with other places in the country. Now, this is due to flooding, which is terrible, fucking pain in the arse and ruinous to lots of people. But for a member of parliament, surely supposedly the cream of the crop of the country, to blame this on the fact that David Cameron legalised gay marriage seems to me to be an act of utter stupidity and I'm struggling to find words. How many people can you piss off with one single statement? I think he's probably going for a record on that one. You've pretty much annoyed everyone with a conscience or with any basis in any kind of reality. And I've just been looking on YouTube, etc., and other news outlets that are available to find out that he's actually been relieved of his post, which is excellent. Simply told that this was because the party is trying to get rid of any kind of extreme views. When actually I'd argue that it's because he's a homophobic, ignorant bigot and shouldn't be representing anybody in the country. Obviously my opinion, but hey, fuck it, my podcast. Well, technically it's not my podcast, is it? I mean, I just heard this Richard singing in the song and it really makes me miss him. And I wish I had some kind of sound drop of him recorded, ready to pull out. Best thing I've got is this. Which doesn't really do it for me, I'll be perfectly honest with you. A couple of episodes ago, Rich goes Repton, and that's all you get. It's just so sad. I mean, what we really need is perhaps the saddest music in the world. The saddest music in the world. Lola? It's definitely the saddest thing I've ever heard. Just reminds me of it. Wait a minute. This isn't sad. What are you on about, Mr. Stokes? It's definitely not sad. Oh, what planet you're on sometimes. Yeah, anyway, yeah, so this is a bit weird. I'm in a room by myself, talking to myself. I've ran out of things to say, and I think I'm just going to sign off. Without anyone else to talk to, it's late, it's cold, the computers and laptops are playing up like a bastard. I'm just going to stick the outro on and talk until you lot sign off. Thanks very much if you've stuck around this long. It does mean a lot. And I can assure you the next episode will be much better when I get people back on my side. But thank you for joining me if you're listening to me ramble for a bit. Please go on to AquilaLovesYou.com where you can download our album for free. Join the mailing list, subscribe to this podcast, read the blog, get in touch, email, Facebook or Twitter, depending on your electronic or social media preferences. I would love to hear from you. And remember, until next time, Aquila loves you. Good night, people. I'm just going to go cry myself to sleep.